It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, January 13th, 2023. Today I'm going to be talking about a maritime incident that happened this week that has great relevance to us here on the Columbia. And so for the ship schedule, I'm going to refer you to my website at shipreport.net, where you'll find also a podcast of this program and many others. You'll also find links to the ship schedule and podcasts on my Ship Report Facebook page. I'd like to talk with you today about a tragic maritime accident that happened this week. It happened overseas, but I think it's something that needs to be recognized and appreciated, because the kind of work the person was doing when they died is exactly the kind of work that happens right here in Astoria before our eyes every day. And it's dangerous. First, let me tell you about this news story. I'll read you a short quote from a story on gcaptain.com that appeared there yesterday, and then I'll talk about why and how this is relevant here. Quote, a UK ship pilot has died following an accident during pilot transfer in northern England's Humber Estuary. The accident took place January 8th while the pilot was transferring from a pilot transfer boat to a large ocean-going vessel, close quote. So authorities there in the UK will do an investigation that will eventually determine exactly what happened. But we do know that it's likely the pilot fell in the course of doing his work, while in the process of attempting to climb a pilot ladder to get to the deck of a big cargo ship from a pilot boat that took him to the vessel. Now, marine professionals, pilots, fishermen, other folks who work on ships and boats, they don't talk about the dangers of their work very often. But those dangers are there, and they are very real. It's understandable that you wouldn't want to dwell on the negative and instead focus on doing your job mindfully and safely. But something deadly happened in this case. And while such incidents are rare in the industry, it shows how people can die in this line of work. So in today's show, I'd like to respectfully acknowledge that and also explain, for folks who are not familiar with it, a little bit about what marine pilots do and how they do it. Every day, unless the weather is so bad that it's unsafe to travel on the river, we see ships coming and going on the Columbia. Most of them are cargo vessels that have come into the river to deliver or pick up cargo. All of them, with rare exceptions, have on board a marine pilot. And in the course of traveling to inland ports here, there are eventually two pilots at least who assist the ship with that process. The Columbia River bar pilots take the ships from outside the river's mouth in the ocean to Astoria, where they may anchor, or they may continue upriver to a port. For ships that continue upriver, the bar pilot disembarks and a Columbia River pilot boards and takes the ship upriver to its port or anchorage area. In each case, pilots must somehow get on and off the ship. To do that, they need to get from land to the ship and back again while the ship is in motion. So there's no stopping or pulling over to pick up a pilot unless the vessel is already in an anchorage or at a dock. So the typical thing for an inbound ship here is that a bar pilot boards the ship in the ocean offshore, takes it across the bar, and then gets off the ship in the waters off Astoria. Then a river pilot gets on board and takes the ship upriver. To make this what's called a pilot transfer that allows the pilot to get on or off the ship, pilots, both bar and river pilots, have pilot boats. You may have seen them working off Astoria or moored in Warrenton or on the river heading to and from the ocean. They have the word pilot, P-I-L-O-T, on the side in big letters. So this is how a pilot boat works. It runs alongside the moving ship, uses its powerful engines to snug up alongside that ship until the two vessels are touching and moving along together, side by side in the water. The ship has lowered a rope ladder over the side, and the pilot's job is to climb that ladder up the side of the ship, which is like a very tall wall that, by the way, is moving. It's at this moment that the pilot must execute a complex maneuver and do it right, or he or she could get killed or severely injured right there. I've been out on the pilot boats and watched this maneuver many times, and here's what happens. There are two ropes hanging down on either side of the pilot ladder. They're called man ropes. The pilot grabs them and jumps from the pilot boat to the pilot ladder, hangs on, gets hold of the ladder, and then climbs up the ladder to the ship's deck. There's a deckhand on the pilot boat to assist the pilot if he or she slips. Once the pilot boat operator sees that the pilot is safely up the ladder, they steer the pilot boat away from the ship and motor away from it. This maneuver happens daily on the Astoria waterfront with every ship that goes by. This is what the UK pilot was doing when something happened. It's done flawlessly most of the time. But if someone misses a step, or slips, or something else goes wrong, the pilot can fall in the water and be crushed between the pilot boat and the ship, or end up too near the ship's propeller, or land on the deck of the pilot boat and be severely injured or worse. Or they could disappear into the water and be very hard to find, for instance, in the dark. These are all harrowing possibilities that are all feasible and have happened to some pilots at one time or another. Some people survive when it happens, some do not. In this case, the person did not survive whatever happened. Now, pilots are always wearing the latest in safety gear. They are as prepared as they can be. The bottom line is that their work is fundamentally very dangerous. Now, the bar pilots have an alternative way of boarding and disembarking from ships that they often use in the ocean, which is to be lowered from a hovering helicopter on a long cable onto the deck of the ship. This is also not without risk, as you can imagine, but most bar pilots board ships this way when they are entering the Columbia. They also use the pilot boat to board and disembark at sea as well. I've watched people do this pilot boat maneuver many times, at night and in the daytime, at sea out in the ocean, and in the river. Once I climbed a pilot ladder myself to do an interview with a captain on the bridge of an outbound ship. Seeing all that and doing it myself, it certainly helped me understand that this work is not for everyone. Climbing the rope ladder, for instance, is a significant part of the role of a pilot. You need solid core body strength to do it, and even under the best of conditions, there is risk involved. But this is an inherent risk in their work, and they accept it. But as with all maritime accidents, a community grieves when they lose one of their own. In the UK, a maritime pilot community is grieving this week, along with the family and friends of the pilot who was lost. We salute him and his work, and the risks he took to keep the flow of commerce happening, which is what ship piloting is all about, as we salute all the members of our maritime community here. So if you love a mariner, give them an extra hug today, and let them know you appreciate what they do. It's probably more dangerous than you know. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.